Our message concerns the Jesus life and the Jesus ministry.
Pesan abdi sadaya ngenan kehidupan Yesus sareng pelayananana.
The Christ connection is probably the most fundamental concept in Christianity.
Hubungan sareng Yesus tanya eta konsep anu pangpentingna dina kekristenan.
The most vital basis for your faith, for your hope, for your love, and for your life.
Dina dasar iman saderek anu pangpentingna kanggo pangharepan, kanggo kanyaa sareng kanggo hirup.
The Christ connection.
Hubungan sareng Kristus.
Or we could say the miracle connection.
Tetapi orang biasa menyebutkan hubungan sareng mujizat.
The Jesus of the Gospels with the Jesus of us today.
Yesus nu aya dina Injil sareng Yesus dina dinten ieu.
Without miracles.
Upami teu aya mujizat.
Christianity is another dead religion.
Kekristenan teh agama nu maut.
Without miracles.
Upamita aya mujizat.
Christianity is a set of dogmas.
Kekristenan saukuran tetan ajaran.
It's a creed.
Hiji kredo.
It's a ritual.
Upacara agama.
It's a ceremony.
Hiji upacara.
True Christianity is a miracle life.
Kekristenan sajatinya eta mujizat.
We're going to emphasize 7 basics about miracle Christianity.
Urang nandeskeun 7 landasan kekristenan mujizat.
Through this series of lessons,
melangkungan seri pelajaran ieu,
you'll be like Peter and John walking with the Lord.
Kadere sapertos Petrus sareng Yohanes anu maju sareng Gusti.
You'll be like Mary sitting at his feet listening to his words.
Sapertos Maria anu calik di sampeanana ngadangukeun pangandikanana.
I don't mean at my feet, at Christ's feet, through His Word.
Sanesuku abdi karena sampaian Kristus ngalangkungan pangandikanna.
You'll be like the believers after Jesus rose from the dead when He came back and talked to them.
Jalmi-jalmi percanten saparantos Yesus gugat tinu maut, pakasanjina sumping deui sareng nyarios.
You'll be refreshed by a greater understanding of your own life and your own ministry.
Kaderek baris disegerkeun ku pangartosan dihirup saderek sareng pelayanan.
Your faith will be stronger.
Dan saderek bakal langkung kiat.
Your hope will be brighter.
Harapan saderek bakal langkung sang.
Your love will be deeper.
Dan saderek bakal langkung jero.
Your life will be fuller.
Hirup saderek bakal langkung pinu.
We base these Christ connection lessons.
Abdi ngadasaran pelajaran hubungan sareng Kristus.
They're based on the first 4 verses in the book of Acts.
Numutkeun ka 4 ayat ngawitan dina kitab Rasul-rasul.
In English that happens to be 1 sentence.
Di bahasa Inggris disebat dina hiji kalimat.
And it inspired me to think the first sentence in the book of Acts has 7 such fundamental lessons for us.
Yeunga ilhaman abdi kanggo ngemutan kalimah ka hiji dina kitab Rasul-rasul nu ngagaduan pelajaran-pelajaran dasar ka urang.
I call it the bridge sentence.
Abdi nyebatna sasak.
Or the connector.
Atalampi pangait.
The ideas that connect Jesus in the Gospels with Jesus in us.
Ide-ide nu ngaitkeun Yesus dina Injil sareng Yesus nu aya dina diri urang.
We're going to be addressing 7 major questions.
Urang baris ngabahas 7 patarosan penting.
7 that deal with 7 fundamentals in Christian life and ministry.
Ngeunaan 7 dasar dina kahirupan sareng pelayanan Kristen.
Let me share a little preview with you of what these lessons will be about.
Bidian abdi masihan pandangan perkawis isi pelajaran ieu.
Question number 1 for tonight.
Patarosan nomor 1 kanggo wengi ieu.
What fact unlocks the miracle life in us?
Naon buktos nu ngabukakeun kahirupan mujizat dina diri urang sadaya?
We'll take a fresh look at the words all that Jesus began to do and teach.
Kurang baris ningali kecap-kecap segala hal anu dipidamel sareng anu diajarkeun ku Yesus.
And our subject will be our model, Jesus Christ.
Urang baris janten tuladan urang Yesus Kristus.
Question number two.
Katarosa nomor dua.
For the second lesson.
Pelajaran nomor dua.
Here, tomorrow morning.
Idea anjing-anjing.
What makes the Christian faith more than a religion?
Naon anu ngadamel iman Kristen langkung tibatan hiji agama?
And we'll try to help you rethink the Jesus life and the words that say, until the day when he was taken up.
Ya, baris ngusahakeun ulungan saderek, ngemutan deui ka hirupan Yesus, sareng pangandikan ucarios dugi ka dinten anjeunna angkat.
And our subject will be our inspiration.
Tapi kurang baris janten inspirasi urang.
If we're not inspired, we're dead.
Upami urang teu kainspirasian.
Question number three.
Katarosana nomor tilu.
What brings out God's best in a human person?
Naon nu pangsaena ti Gusti nu tiasa dikaluarkeun dina diri manusia?
We're going to look at the words that says Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, gave commandment to his followers.
Ningali kana pangandikan nu ngadawuh anjeunna parantos masihan parentana ku rasuci ka rasul-rasul.
And our subject is going to be
pik urang janten
our response to his mandate.
Tangal waler urang kana parentahna panyaurna
his call on our lives.
Kahirup urang
our loyalty to his will.
Kasatian urang kana kahoyongna.
A powerful lesson.
Pengajaran luar biasa.
Question number four for lesson number four.
Katanya nomor opat, tapi pengajaran nomor opat.
What happens when we discover how much God trusts us?
Nanu kajantenan waktu seorang mendakan kuma Gusti mercanten ka urang.
We'll take a fresh look at the words he commanded the ones he had chosen.
Urang badhe ningali kana pangandikan jeuna masihan parenta ka rasul-rasul nu dipilih.
And our subject will be
topik urang janten
our action
tindakan urang
because he has chosen us.
Marga anjeuna parantos milih urang.
He depends on us.
Anjeuna
he believes
urang.
In us.
Anjeuna percaya ka urang.
What are we going to do about it?
Naon anu badhe ku urang di
a great lesson.
Hiji pelajaran nu hebat.
The next one
salajengna.
Question number five.
Katarosa nomor lima.
For lesson number five.
Katarapi pelajaran nomor lima.
What makes our Christian witness believable?
Naon kajantenan kasaksian Kristen urang dipercanten.
Or let me put it another way.
Dia nyariuskeun ku cara sanes.
What gives us credibility when we talk about Jesus?
Naon masihan urang kredibilitas waktos urang nyariuskeun Jesus.
And we're going to look again at the awesome fact that Jesus showed himself alive by many infallible proofs.
Urang baris ningali deui kanyataan anu aheng yen Yesus nunjukkeun dirina hirup sareng seueur buktos nu sampurna.
And our subject will be our credibility in life and ministry.
Oge topik urang baris janten kredibilitas urang dina hirup sareng pelayanan.
He guarantees our witness.
Anjeuna ngajamin kasaksian urang.
Question number six for lesson number six.
Nomor genep kanggo pelajaran nomor genep.
How does Jesus function today?
Kumaha Yesus fungsina dinten ieu?
In our nation,
dina lebet bangsa urang.
In our community,
dina lingkungan urang.
In our country,
di nagara urang.
We're going to look at what many have overlooked.
Urang baris ningali naon-naon kalangkungan ku jalmi rea.
Where it says Jesus appeared to his followers for 40 days.
Yesus nembongan ka murid-muridna salami 40 dinten.
After his resurrection, speaking to them concerning the things of the kingdom of God.
Nyarios ka murid-muridna perkawis hal-hal kerajaan Allah.
Our subject will be
topik urang
our legality.
Legalitas urang.
His presence in us.
Kasumpinganana dina diri urang.
That puts the devil in trouble.
Mengantar iblis karena kesulitan.
Poor devil.
Iblis anu pikarunyangan.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Every one of these lessons will take you to another level in your knowledge and therefore in your faith.
Pengajaran ini ngadangukeun pelajaran anu baris nyandak sadere ka tingkat sanes dina pangartosan sareng iman.
You never need to try to have faith if you have knowledge.
Teperyogi usaha gaduh iman upami sadere gaduh ilmu.
Our legality.
Legalitas urat.
Our incontestable position in Christ.
Posisi urang anu henteu diragukeun di lebet Kristus.
Question number 7.
Patarosa nomor 7.
Lesson number 7.
Pelajaran nomor 7.
How big? Oh, this will trick you, Mr. Interpreter. How big can possible be in you?
Sabaraha ageung kemungkinan nu aya dina diri sadere. Lumayan sae, lumayan sae.
Okay, pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Now we'll look at what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit.
Orang baris ningali naon anu ku Yesus cariaskeun perkawis Roh Suci.
He told them they shouldn't depart, but wait for the promise of the Father.
Muridna tong ninggal ke Yerusalem tapi cicing di dinya ngantosan jang jirama.
And our subject will be our experience.
Topik urang baris janten pengalaman urang.
His power, His virtue through us.
Kawasana kasayanana ngalangkungan urang.
How He has transferred His life and His energy to us.
Anjeunna tos ngalihkeun hirupna kana energi urang.
So these 7 sessions will concern Jesus' ministry then in the Gospels.
Janten katujuh sesi perkawis pelayanan Yesus dina Injil-Injil.
And Jesus' ministry now in us.
Dan pelayanan Yesus ayeuna dina diri urang.
What principles are indispensable?
Prinsip naon anu paling diperyogikeun?
In order for us to continue what He began to do and teach.
Beres urang tiasa neraskeun naon anu atos dipidamel anjeunna nu diajarkeun.
All of these studies concerning the Christ connection.
Kadaya ilmu ieu perkawis hubungan sareng Kristus.
They bring our focus to the point where the Gospels and the Book of Acts join.
Nyanak fokus urang ka titik di mana Injil-Injil sareng Kitab Rasul-Rasul ngahiji.
And when I think of the Gospels,
sabdi ngemutan Injil-Injil,
I think of our Gospel. Did I say gospel? No. When I think of the Book of Acts,
sekarang waktu abdi ngemutan buku-buku atanap Kitab Rasul,
I think of our Gospels.
Abdi ngemutan Injil urang.
Check your Bible.
Parios Alkitab sadere.
See what it says at the end of the Book of Acts.
Tingali naon dijaroskeun dina tungtung Kitab Rasul.
See if there's a finale to it.
Tingali nah aya tungtungna.
First you might check the end of Romans.
Kaji bariasela tungtung Kitab Roma.
That's an important book.
Kaji kitab anu penting.
See what it says at the end.
Tingali naon dijaroskeun dina bagian panungtung.
I think it'll say amen.
Abdi emut aya kecap amin.
Check Galatians.
Parios Galatia.
Check Corinthians.
Parios.
Check all of them. They got an amen at the end of them.
Amin di bagian tungtung.
But check your Bible in your language at the end of the Book of Acts.
Tapi parios Alkitab saderek dina bahasa saderek dina bagian panungtung Kitab Rasul.
There's no amen.
Gaya amin.
There's no wrap up.
Gaya penutup.
Why?
Aha.
Because the apostle, the early followers of Christ,
bagi para murid Kristus nungawitan,
were continuing what Jesus began to do and say.
Menjunaskeun naon anu waktu Yesus pidamel sareng cariyos.
And there's no end to it.
Kita hitung-tungna.
Because we have taken up where they finished.
Kumargi urang kedah anu parantos ku anjeunna dangsakeun.
If the Book of Acts was being recorded today, we would be part of it.
Kitab para rasul dicutat dinten ieu.
Because we are continuing the Acts of the Apostles.
Urang nuju neraskeun padamelan rasul.
We are continuing the Acts of the followers of Jesus.
Urang neraskeun padamelan para murid Yesus.
I don't agree with that title that the translators put on that book.
Abdi teu satuju sareng judul anu diterjemah masikeun ka kitab eta.
Acts of the Apostles? Yeah, I know they were there.
Abdi terang anjeunna teh nu di dinya.
But there were thousands of believers in this book.
Ribuan jalmi percanten dina kitab ieu.
They were in action too.
Geuna midamel pelayanan-pelayanan.
And how about us?
Kumaha sareng urang?
We're in action.
Geuna nuju midamel pelayanan.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
So I like to call it the acts of the believers.
Geuna nyebatna nyaros ka jalmi-jalmi percanten.
The gospels of the believers.
Injil jalmi-jalmi percanten.
Well, you can think what you want to, but that's the way I feel about
it.
We are continuing what Christ began.
Urang nuju neraskeun naon anu parantos Kristus kawitan.
And the first four verses, right there where the book of Acts joins the Gospels of Christ. There's where we find these principles.
Kahiji nu kaopat ayat di mana caris rasul-rasul ngahiji sareng Injil Kristus. Didinya urang mendakan prinsip-prinsip.
God's revelation in Christ.
Wahyu Allah dina Kristus.
And it becomes His revelation through us.
Ieu janten wahyu nu ngalangkungan urang.
The Holy Spirit upon them became the Holy Spirit within us.
Roh suci nu lungsur ka aranjeun janten roh suci di lebet urang.
Christ with them in the Gospels.
Kristus sareng aranjeun dina Injil-Injil.
Is the unchanged Christ in us today?
Yen Kristus entu robi di lebet urang dinten ieu.
Believe that.
Ing persanten.
No difference.
Jaya bentena.
The same Jesus.
Yesus nu sami.
With the same righteousness.
Kabeneran nu sami.
The same power.
Kuasa nu sami.
The same anointing.
Kuasa nu sami.
Through you.
Langkungan saderek.
If you will allow him.
Bapa saderek janten mantena.
And after these seven sessions you will.
Parantos tujuh sesi ieu saderek kersa.
And Christ can continue his work in you.
Kristus tiasa neraskeun padamelan di lebet saderek.
The wonderful you that God has made.
Saderek luar biasa parantos diciptakeun ku Gusti.
What an honor, what a privilege to be born again and become a child of God.
Begitu dipahormatna hak istimewa kanggo dilahirkeun deui sareng janten saurang putra Gusti.
Jesus began in one person.
Yesus ngawitan ti saurang jalmi.
Just two hands.
Dua panangan.
One mouth.
Hiji lambai.
Two feet.
Dua sampean.
Because the God could not come in us.
Margi Gusti teu tiasa lebet ka urang.
Because of the barrier of sin.
Margi aya dosa nu ngahalangan.
This is what we're going to talk about in this session.
Ieu sanesna nu perkawis ku urang dibahas.
But Jesus fixed us.
Yesus ngadang dosan urang.
He ransomed us.
Anjeunna nebus urang.
And made it possible to solve the only problem he had.
Ngajantenkeun panginten kanggo mecakeun hiji-hiji masalah anjeunna.
With our sins out of the way.
Ngagungan dosa-dosa urang disingkirkeun.
Christ could come into us.
Kristus tiasa lebet ka urang.
And now he has our hands.
Ayeuna anjeunna ngagaduhan panangan-panangan urang.
And our feet.
Sareng sampe-sampean urang.
And our eyes to see.
Kasasa urang.
And our arms to embrace.
Panangan-panangan urang kanggo nangkep.
And our mouths to witness.
Sambeina kanggo nyaksikeun.
Greater things than these shall you do because I go to my Father.
Bakal ngalakukeun leuwih gede sabab kami init ka Rama.
How wonderful that is.
Endah pisan.
In the book of Acts.
Dina kitab rasul-rasul.
Christ was the model for the believers.
Kristus teh tuladan kanggo jalmi-jalmi percanten.
Their passion was to begin to continue what he began.
Saromanget anjeunna teh neraskeun naon-naon tos ku anjeunna di kawitan.
As I said, the book of Acts has no ending.
Abdi carioskeun dina kitab rasul-rasul nu tungtungna.
It is still continuing through you and through me.
Masih diteraskeun ngalangkungan saderek urang ngalangkungan abdi.
In our generation.
Di lebet generasi urang.
We are the ones to continue Christ's ministry.
Urang nu neraskeun pelayanan Kristus.
In these sessions you're going to learn.
Ilebet sa si ieu saderek baris ngabulang.
People are doing most of their praying telling God what to do.
Jalmi-jalmi seur ngadoa masihan urang terang Gusti naon anu kedah dipidamel.
When he's already told us to do it.
Waktos anjeunna siap miwarang urang kanggo midamel.
We are the messengers.
Urang teh utusan-utusanana.
We are the ones to continue Christ's ministry.
Urang teh anu neraskeun pelayanan Kristus.
Christ is not going to descend in your city, your village.
Kristus mah lungsur ka lebet kota saderek, desa saderek.
In a beautiful white robe.
Ilebet jubah bodas nu endah.
With a shining light.
Sareng
and a halo on his head.
Bunderan cahaya di luhur mastakana.
And witness to the people about his sacrifice for them.
Nyaksikeun ka jalma-jalma perkawis.
Not going to happen. The only way the people will ever hear about Jesus is through our lips. The best image they will have of Jesus Christ in your village is what they have when they see you.
Karena pangsaena nu ku aranjeuna gaduh perkawis Yesus Kristus di lebet desa anu anjeuna kengingkeun waktos geus sadarek.
Please don't forget that.
Punten tong ilap eta.
Christ lives in us.
Kristus hirup di lebet urang.
So we are the ones to continue the book of Acts.
Janten urang anu neraskeun kitab rasul-rasul.
How do we do it?
Kumaha midamel eta?
What are the secrets?
Naon rahasiana?
That's the purpose of these seven lessons.
Itu tujuan tujuh pengajaran.
The first principle.
Prinsip kahiji.
Focus on Jesus as your model, as your example.
Pusatkan ka Yesus contoh saderek selaku tuladan saderek.
Now, that sounds more or less ho hum.
Dan sakurang-kurangna kadangu hum.
You know. But think now with me a little bit. Mutan ayeuna
sareng abdi sareudi.
Christ was their message.
Kristus nya eta conto aranjeun.
Christ was their model.
Kristus nya eta conto aranjeun.
The early believers had discovered that God was like Jesus.
Jalmi percanten ngawitan atos mendakan yen Gusti sapertos Yesus.
There again, I hope I can help you see the significance of that statement.
Abdi ngarepkeun abdi tiasa nulungan saderek kanggo ningali.
The early believers, they had abandoned their traditional historic religion.
Sal usul adat istiadat agamana.
Because they discovered that God, what God was like, and that he was full of love. And it revolutionized their life. No one dreamed that God would be like Jesus. It was the revelation that changed the world. That's why their message was Jesus.
Eta margina pesan aranjeun nyata Yesus.
What's your message?
Naon pesan saderek?
Is Jesus the interpreter of God a revelation to you?
Nah, saderek pernah menerjemahkan Allah mangrupikeun hiji ilapat kanggo saderek?
Could you be like the ancient Hebrews?
Ya, saderek sapertos Yahudi kuno.
They thought they knew what God was like.
Emutanana Allah sapertos naon.
He was mean.
Anjeuna jahat.
He was judgmental.
Anjeuna ngahakiman.
He'd kill you if you get close to him.
Baris mayan upami deukeut.
Are you hearing me?
Saderek ngadangu.
And that was their religion.
Eta teh agama aranjeun.
They believed it.
Aranjeuna persanten.
Nobody dreamed that God was like Jesus, this kind person.
Daya anu ngimpen Allah sapertos Yesus nu bageur.
It's the revelation that changed the world.
Ilapat anu ngarobih dunya.
That's why their message was Jesus.
Margina pesan aranjeunna nyaeta Yesus.
Acts chapter 2.
Rasul pasal 2.
The The message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost.
Pesan Petrus khutbah dina Pentakosta.
What was it?
Naon eta?
Did he preach about tongues?
Dina khutbah perkawis basa roh.
Did he preach about the Holy Ghost?
Nah, khutbah perkawis roh suci.
It was the day of Pentecost.
Dina Pentakosta.
What was his message?
Naon pesanna?
It was Jesus Christ.
Yesus Kristus.
Chapter 2.
Pasal 2.
Verse 22 to 24.
Ayat 22-24.
And I'm asking my interpreter to translate, to paraphrase, so that we can save time.
Abdi nyuhunkeun ngarengkes asa ngahemat waktos.
Peter said, Jesus of Nazareth was approved of God among
you. Kaur Petrus, Yesus ti Nazaret anu ditangtukeun ku Allah geus dibuktikeun.
By miracles and wonders and signs.
Pangawasanna mujizat kitu deui tu tanda-tanda.
You've taken him and have crucified him.
Geus cocok jeung maksa darancang
atos. But God raised him up.
Tapi digugahkeun deui.
What's your message on the day of Pentecost? What's your Pentecostal message?
Naon pesan Pentakosta?
Think about it.
Emutkeun.
In the Bible.
Dalam Alkitab.
The Pentecostal message was Jesus.
Pentakostanya eta Yesus.
And I think it would be good that we return to that.
Abdi ngemut.
Verse 32.
Ayat 32.
This Jesus hath God raised up, we are witnesses.
Nya Yesus anu geus digugakeun ku Allah teh simkuring nyaksieunna.
The day of Pentecost.
Dina Pentakosta.
The message of Peter.
Ieu pesan Petrus.
What's your message on the day, on Pentecost?
Pesan saderek dina Pentakosta.
Think about it, young preachers.
Emutan perkawis eta para pengkhotbah anom.
Jesus said in John 15:26.
Yesus nyarios dina Yohanes 15 ayat 26.
He said the Holy Spirit will testify of me.
Anjeunna Roh Suci baris nyaksikeun ngeunaan kami.
In John 16.
Yohanes 16.
Verse 14 and 15.
Ayat 14 sareng 15.
Two times he repeated.
Dua kali anjeunna malikan.
The Holy Spirit will take of mine and show it to you.
Anjeunna nerangkeun sakurnu ku anjeunna katarima ti kami.
The message of the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
Pesan roh suci nyaeta Yesus.
Never forget it.
Tong hilap.
John Acts chapter 3.
Rasul-rasul pasal 3.
Peter and John were focused on Jesus when they ministered to the impotent man, to the crippled man, the beggar.
Terus sareng Yohanes memusatkan ka Yesus waktu ngalayanan jalmi udur lumpuh tukang bermain.
This was new talk.
Diobrolan anyar.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. No one had ever said something like that before.
Demi nama Yesus urang Nazaret pek kelempang, tisa urang oge anu nyarios saperti eta.
They were saying, our faith is in Christ.
Kita nyarioskeun iman di lebet Kristus.
Our knowledge is about Jesus.
Ilmu panemu urang perkawis Yesus.
Jesus is not dead.
Yesus nu pupus.
He is risen from the dead.
Ugat ti alam maot.
If he's alive, he has the same power that he used to have.
Pamian jeuna hirup anjeunna ngagaduhan kawasa anu sami.
If he's dead, he has no power.
Pupus anjeunna ngagaduhan kawasa.
You killed him.
Urang teu maehan.
But God raised him from the dead.
Tapi Allah ngagaduhan anjeunna ti alam maot.
In the name of this Nazarene, Jesus, whom you crucified.
Demi panjenengan Yesus ti Nazaret anu geus disalibkeun.
Let the world know that God has raised him from the dead.
Dunya nyaho yen Allah geus ngagugahkeun anjeunna ti alam maot.
Get up and walk.
Udang, pek lempang.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a short word for hallelujah in case you don't know.
Ieu teh kecap haleluya.
In the name of Jesus.
Demi nami Yesus.
He was their focus.
Anjeunna teh pusatna.
Peter said to the high priest and to the rulers.
Petrus nyaros ka imam besar sareng ka pamarentah. Teu Petrus.
In Acts chapter 4.
Dina Rasul-rasul pasal 4.
He said by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Demi panjenengan Yesus Kristus urang Nazaret.
Whom you crucified.
Urang jeuna parantos digantung.
Whom God raised from the dead.
Tapi ku Allah parantos digugahkeun deui.
Even by him does this man stand here before you.
Karena Yesus sagerna ieu jalmi dipayunun teh.
And there's no salvation in anybody else.
Daya keselamatan dilebet nusanes.
Fighting words.
Kecap-kecap nangtang.
What's your message?
Naon pesan saderek?
What's your witness?
Naon anu disaksikeun?
What do you talk to people about?
Naon anu dicarioskeun?
Make Jesus your model.
Yesus teh contoh saderek.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 4.
Kitab dina Rasul-rasul pasal 4.
Verse 33.
Ayat 33.
With great power they gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's your power for?
Kamu naon kawasa saderek?
When the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, what's your message?
Kesurapan Roh Suci lungsur ka saderek naon pesan saderek?
Philip went to Samaria.
Filipus ka Samaria.
What did he preach?
Naon anu dikhutbatkeunana?
The Bible says in Acts 8.
Alkitab nyaroskeun dina Rasul 8 ayat 5.
Between 5 and 8.
Da antara ayat 5 sareng 8.
He went down to Samaria and preached Christ.
Aya di kota di Samaria anu didatangan ku Filipus diwanokeun ka Kristus.
Then an angel told him to go south to the desert.
Malaikat sumping miurang anjeunna angkat ka kidul.
And he met this eunuch that was returning to Ethiopia.
Anjeunna mantri jero dina perjalanan ka Ethiopia.
And he joined this chariot.
Anjeunna lebet kana kareta.
Found the guy reading in the prophet Isaiah.
Mendakan mantri nuju ngaos kitab Nabi Yesaya.
And the Bible says that Philip began at that scripture and preached Jesus to him.
Lipus ngawitan ku ayat eta khotbah perkoy Yesus.
Are you hearing me, my friends? Jesus is our model.
Yesus teh model urang.
Jesus is our example.
Yesus teh contoh urang.
Jesus is our mentor.
Yesus teh nu ngawaskeun urang.
Jesus is our leader.
Yesus teh pamimpin urang.
You believe it? As soon as Paul was converted,
atas Paulus tobat,
in Acts chapter 9,
Rasul-rasul 8,
verse 20,
ayat 20,
the Bible says, straightway he preached Christ, that he is the Son of God.
Alkitab nyaroskeun Paulus ngabewarakeun Kristus yen mantenna teh putra Allah.
Do you preach Jesus that he is the Son of God?
Kaderek ngabewarakeun Yesus yen mantenna teh putra Allah.
Preach it.
Grabe ngabewarakeun ieu teh kawasa.
That's what the Holy Ghost will anoint.
Anu baris diurapan ku Roh Suci.
There is a power in that declaration.
Aya kawasa di lebet pernyataan.
An unconverted people will believe on the Lord if you preach Jesus that he is the Son of God.
Jalmi nu acan tobat baris percanten upami saderek ngabewarakeun Yesus anjeunna putra Allah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Anu bade ceroskeun.
I've stood on the platforms of mass evangelism.
Abdi di luhur panggung waktu penginjilan.
Amidst oceans of people.
Di tengah-tengah lautan manusia.
Of another color.
Warna kulit teu benten.
Another nationality.
Bangsa nu benten.
Another language.
Basa nu benten.
Other religions.
Agama nu sanes.
I'm a stranger to them.
Abdi saurang asing.
But I'm a messenger from God.
Abdi saurang utusan Allah.
And I declare Jesus is the Son of God.
Abdi ngumumkeun Yesus teh putra Allah. Haleluya.
Raised from the dead.
Digugahkeun tina alam maut.
Haleluya. Alive in the now. That's what I tell the people. And I can't explain the power that there is in it. Paul said the gospel is the power of God to salvation to everybody that believes.
Paulus nyaraskeun Injil teh kawasa Allah kanggo kasalametan setiap jalmi nu percanten.
Preachers, declare Jesus.
Bah, nyaritakeun Yesus.
Teachers, teach Jesus.
Guru-guru ngajarkeun Yesus.
Witnesses, talk about Jesus.
Saksi-saksi nyeroskeun Yesus.
There's a power in your life.
Kawasa hirup saderek.
If you want to be anointed of the Holy Ghost.
Bami saderek hoyong diurapi di lebet Roh Suci.
Witness of Jesus.
Saksikeun Yesus.
He will anoint that witness.
Mantenang urapan kesaksianan.
If you're a dead preacher,
pemisaderek saurang pengutbah numal,
you might check up on what you're teaching.
Parios naun anu kusaderek diajarkan.
Right?
Ketuju.
Yeah, think about it. They preached Jesus.
Anjeunna hutbah Yesus.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians,
Paulus nyaraskeun dina hiji Korintus,
chapter 2, verse 2,
pasal 2 ayat 2,
I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Maksud kuring lain arek mangnal untikkeun ngan ngenalkeun Yesus Kristus anu disalibkeun tea.
What are you determined to know among the people?
Anu diwanokeun di antara jalmi-jalmi.
When we talk about Jesus,
waktos urang nyarioskeun Yesus,
we're revealing God.
Urang nuju nganyatakeun Allah.
You may try to go through the Old Testament and figure out how you can preach God.
Kana lungtik perjanjian lawa sareng ngabayangkeun kumaha saderek tiasa ngabewarakeun Allah.
You'll come up short.
Saderek ngaraos kirang.
When you preach Jesus,
waktos ngabewarakeun Yesus,
you are unveiling God.
Saderek nuju nyarioskeun Allah.
When you unveil God,
Allah,
power is present.
Kawasa ngauban.
Power to confirm His word.
Kawasa kanggo neguhkeun pangandikana.
In Antioch, Paul preached Christ.
Di Antioquia, Paulus ngabewarakeun Kristus.
Acts 13.
Rasul-rasul 13.
Verse 38.
Ayat 38.
God has fulfilled the scriptures.
Gusti atos ngawujudkeun pangandikana.
In that He has raised up Jesus.
Mantenna parantos ngagugahkeun Yesus.
Through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
Ngalangkungan anjeunna dibewarakeun pangampura dosa.
And by Him, if you believe, you'll be justified to salvation.
Dilebet anjeunna anu percanten. Ngagaduhan kebebasan ti sagala dosa.
Is that your emphasis?
Ya anu di
to the Thessalonians, Paul's message was Christ.
Jamaah di Tesalonika, pesan Paulus nyaeta Kristus.
Acts 17.
Rasul-rasul 17.
Verses 2 and 3.
Ayat 2 jeung 3.
Christ needed to suffer.
Mesias kedah sangsara.
And He rose from the dead.
Gugah ti antara nu maraos.
And this Jesus, whom I preach to you, is the Christ.
Ieu Mesias nyaeta Yesus nu kukuring dibewarakeun.
That message will be anointed.
Pesan eta baris diuban.
There is a supernatural power that accompanies that message.
Aya ku kawasa supraalami anu nyarengan pesan.
In general, Paul's message was Jesus.
Secara umum pesan Paulus nyaeta Yesus.
Acts 20.
Rasul-rasul 20.
20 and 21.
Ayat 20-21.
I have taught you publicly.
Segala bewarakeun jeung ajarkeun ka marane.
And from house to house.
Di kumpulan-kumpulan.
Both Jews and Greeks.
Dikendat-kendat ngelingan ka urang Yahudi.
Repentance toward God.
Malar tarobat.
And faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jeung ariman ka Yesus Gusti urang.
Is your passion to testify of Jesus?
Saderek sosok-sosok nyaksikeun Yesus di penjara di Roma.
In prison at Rome in His dying years. His final years.
Dina nyaketan pupusna panungtunganna.
What does the Bible say in Acts 28?
Kitab nyarioskeun di Rasul-rasul 8.
Verse 23.
Ayat 23.
Visitors came to Him.
Pengunjung-pengunjung sumping.
And His minister was to expound and testify about the kingdom of God.
Yang penjelasan anak oge nyaksikan kerajaan Allah.
Persuading them concerning Jesus.
Meyakinkan perkawis Yesus.
And the last verse in the book of Acts.
Ayat yang panungtung dina kitab rasul-rasul.
It says, He received all that came to Him.
Dicayaskeun anjeunna nampi sadaya anu sarumping.
Preaching and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus.
Baju ngajarkeun anu pakai sareng Gusti Yesus.
What do you preach?
Naon anu dihotbahkeun?
What do you emphasize?
Naon anu ditaneuskeun?
What is your witness?
Naon anu disaksikeun?
If you want power in your life,
mikahoyong kawasa dina hirup saderek.
Teach Jesus.
Ajarkan perkawis Yesus.
But that won't happen to you.
Tapi tetiasa kajantenan.
Unless a revelation comes to you.
Uhiji ilapat sumping kasadarek.
Because most of us are caught in the web of religion.
Ceur urang kajebak ku agama.
Now listen. The writer of Hebrews says in chapter 12,
menyerat kitab Ibrani nyarios dina pasal 12,
he admonished us, verse 2,
ayat 12,
he admonished us to look unto Jesus.
Ngemutkeun urang neuteup ka Yesus.
The author and finisher of our faith.
Mimpin dina iman anu nyandak iman kasampurnaan.
Then in verse 3 he said, consider him.
Dina ayat 3 nyareuskeun sing emut kamantena.
He endured such hostility of sinners.
Antena tekun nanggung babantal pihak jalmi-jalmi dosa.
Consider what he suffered for you.
Sing saha kasangsaraanana.
And you won't be weary and faint in your mind.
Tunglung saya jeung pondok harapan.
What should we consider about Jesus?
Naon anu kudu urang ngemutkeun perkawis Yesus?
That he suffered the judgment of sinners for us.
Anjeunna sangsara ku hukuman dosa-dosa pikeun urang.
That he endured the cross and its shame in our name.
Anjeunna nanggung sangsara di salib di era-era lantaran urang.
Why?
Nah,
to reconcile us to God.
Kanggo ngakurkeun urang sareng Allah.
But why did he do that?
Kunaon anjeunna mindamel eta?
Think, listen.
Emutan, dangukeun.
He did it to bring us to God.
Anjeunna mindamel eta kanggo nyandak urang ka Allah.
Without religion.
Tanpa agama.
Don't miss this.
Don't go ngitan ieu.
Jesus did this.
Yesus midamel ieu.
To bring us to God.
Kau nyandak urang ka Allah.
Without religion.
Tanpa agama.
Someone says, "Oh, you can't get to God without religion."
Oh, sadarek teu tiasa nepangan Allah tanpa agama.
Yeah, I'm part of God.
Abdi teh bagian ti Allah.
God's in me.
Allah aya di leuwih.
I'm in Him.
Abdi aya di leuwih.
His Spirit's in me.
Aya di leuwih abdi.
I'm His messenger.
Abdi teh utusanana.
And I have no religion.
Abdi teu gaduh agama.
I learned.
Abdi diajar.
It was a revelation.
Ieu teh hiji rapat.
I can have Jesus.
Abdi tiasa ngagaduhan Yesus.
I can have life.
Abdi tiasa ngagaduhan hirup.
I don't need religion.
Abdi teu perjogi agama.
This changed the world.
Ieu ngarobah dunya.
God loved us.
Allah masihan urang.
He wanted us near Him.
Mantena hoyong urang caket.
He wanted us to know Him.
Mantena hoyong urang wano.
Nobody knew Him in the Old Testament.
Saurang oge nu wano ka anjeunna dina perjanjian lawas.
Preachers, please listen to me.
Urang pengkhutbah cing dangukeun.
You can't know God in the Old Testament.
Tiasa wano ka Allah dina perjanjian lawas.
That was the problem with the plan.
Ieu teh masalah sareng rencanana.
And God Himself coped with the problem and set it aside and gave us a better way. Knowing that religion, excuse me, I'm sorry. Knowing that religion would never bring us to God.
Agama menyandak urang ka Allah.
Are you hearing me?
Nah, saudara kan dengkeun.
You can't know God in the Old Testament.
Tiasa wano ka Allah dina perjanjian lawas.
I see preachers all over the world mixed up between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Diterang para pengkhutbah di sakuliah dunia nyampurkeun perjanjian lawas sareng perjanjian anyar.
And they go back and they refer to Old Testament scriptures.
Dina ngalikeun teras nuduh ka ayat-ayat perjanjian lawas.
In New Testament context.
Konteks perjanjian anyar.
They confuse people because they're confused.
Ngabingungkeun jalmi-jalmi kumargi bingung.
The old plan didn't work.
Rancana nu ti payun teu hasil.
The blood of bulls and goats never saved anybody.
Iti sapi sareng embe teu nyelametkeun.
Jesus Christ gave His blood as life a ransom for us.
Yesus Kristus masihkeun getihna salaku persembahan hirup tebusan ka urang.
To bring us back from the clutches of Satan.
Kanggo nyandak urang ti kakawasan iblis.
To redeem us.
Nebus urang.
To reconcile us to God.
Rekatkeun deui urang sareng Allah.
To restore us in fellowship with God.
Rekatkeun urang dina hubungan sareng Allah.
to expunge us of our sins.
Mupus dosa-dosa orang.
So there's no sin question left.
Aya patarosan dosa anu panurian.
And with the barrier of sin gone.
Cara hahalang dosa dipupus.
At last God could come home to me.
Tungtungna Gusti tiasa mulih ka rorompok abdi deui.
Me, that's where he wants to live.
Abdi di mana anjeunna hoyong ansik?
Isaiah 59.
Yesaya 59.
Verse 2.
Ayat 2.
Your iniquities have separated between you and your God.
Sanyana ku sabab teu kersaeun sabaranehna dosa ka mantenna.
But Christ's mission was to redeem us and save us.
Tapi misi Kristus nyaeta kanggo nebus sareng nyelametkeun urang.
2 Peter 3, 9.
2 Petrus 3 ayat 9.
The Lord is long suffering.
Mantenna sabar.
Not willing that any should perish.
Ula aya anu silaka.
But we didn't want salvation.
Tapi urang alim diselametkeun. Jumeka hoyong nama.
We had an opinion about God.
Urang gaduh pandangan nyalira perkawis Allah.
And millions of people are that way today.
Jalmi aya di jalan eta dinten ieu.
I don't want your Christianity.
Abdi alim kekristenan.
I've got my God, my formality, my ritual.
Abdi gagaduhan Gusti formalitas abdi aturan abdi.
People will fight to defend their religion.
Jalmi baris pasea mertahankeun agamana.
No religion reveals God.
Gaya agama menyatakan Allah.
Only Jesus reveals God.
Mung Yesus anu nganyatakeun Allah.
Humanity is distorted by religion.
Kamanusana kaganggu ku agama.
Romans 10 and 20.
Roma 10 ayat 20.
God was found of them that sought not for him.
Kami ngajar sina kapanggi ku jalma anu teu nariat dengan kami.
The priests of the Hebrew religion,
imam-imam ti agama Yahudi,
had made a religion out of Moses' law.
Atos ngadamel hiji agama di luar hukum Musa.
And they reduced it to a ceremony.
Ngirangan agama janten hiji upacara.
And lost any idea of what God is like.
Kareng ngalengitkeun pamikiran perkawis Allah.
Judges 2 and 10.
Hakim-hakim 2 ayat 10.
They know not the Lord.
Turunan wanyara poho ka pangeran.
Nor the works that he has done.
Napikeun ka bagian Israel.
Matthew 13:15.
Matius 13 ayat 15.
This people's heart is waxed gross.
Sabeta bangsa hatena geus modal.
Their ears are dull of hearing.
Pangdengena geus mintul.
Their eyes have been closed.
Matana geus dipeureum-peureumkeun.
They preferred religion.
Naon?
To what Jesus came to show them.
Anjeunna leuwih resep agama tibatan naon anu ku Yesus diwartoskeun.
Hebrews 10 and 5.
Ibrani 10 ayat 5.
When Christ came.
Waktu Yesus sumping.
He said, suffering, sacrifice, and offering, God does not want.
Nyariosna, pamundut ama sanes kurban hewan sareng rupi-rupi kapangabak.
God does not want burnt offerings.
Alate mulut kurban durukan.
He has no pleasure in sacrifices offered according to the law.
Mantenna teu suka ka kurban-kurban nurutkeun hukum Toret.
Fighting words.
Kecap-kecap nunangtang.
You say Moses' law is no good.
Rek ningal hukum Taurat Musa teu sae.
God has no pleasure in sacrifices according to the law.
Dicarioskeun Gusti teu resep kana kurban-kurban nurutkeun hukum Taurat. Teu heran.
No wonder Stephen was killed because of his testimony.
Stepanus ditelasan ku karana kasaksianana.
Are you hearing me?
Nah, sadar itu jangan ragu ke?
Jeremiah 5:31.
Jeremiah 5 ayat 31.
Excuse me. Let's go to Hosea 6 and 6.
Apa tuan abdi hayu orang tinggali Hosea genap ayat genap.
I desired mercy, not sacrifice.
Tapi menta sangkan kenyamaran ka kami.
The knowledge of God more than offerings.
Kami leuwih hayang ka umat kami nyarang ka kami tibatan kabaktian kurban.
Jeremiah 5:31.
Yeremia 5 ayat 21.
This will shock you.
Listen.
The prophets prophesy falsely.
Nabi-nabi gawena nga bohong.
The priests bear rule by their own power.
Imam-imam ngajarkeun sakayangna.
And my people love to have it so.
Tapi umat kami bet narima.
Isn't that a picture of today?
Na ieu hiji kaayaan ayeuna.
Religion.
Agama.
It'll never show you God.
Pernah nunjukkeun Allah ka saderek.
God wanted us, though we didn't want him.
Alami kahoyong urang sanos urang teu ngarepkeun mantena.
1 Corinthians 1:21.
Di Korintus 1 ayat 21.
Although the world knew not God,
kapinteranana dunya tetep,
it pleased God to save them.
Lajeng Allah kamantena ngersakeun nyalamet.
John 1 and 10.
Yohanes 1 ayat 10.
He was in the world. The world was made by him.
Anjeuna sumping kalam dunya kenginna.
But the world knew him
not.
He came to his own and his own received him not.
Sumping kanu jadi milikna tapi henteu diterima.
But hallelujah, as many as received him, he gave life.
Haleluya, sadaya nu nampi anjeun dipasihan hirup langgeng.
So the big question.
Jantan patarasan nu penting.
Why are we to focus on Jesus?
Nah, orang musatkan ke Yesus.
Answer.
Ding, waler.
Jesus was the only one who showed us God.
Yesus teh hiji-hiji nanu wanoh ka Allah ka urang. Tilu siji ayat 3.
How did he show us God?
Kumaha Yesus ngawanohkeunana?
Well, of course, the Bible makes some statements.
Tentos Alkitab pernyataan.
Call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
Aran Emmanuel nu artina nyerengan ka urang.
John
1:14.
The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Kata pangandika geus mijalma aya dina hurup kumbuh urang.
And we beheld him.
Urang kasaksian kamulyanana.
I see God when I see Jesus.
Ningali Allah waktos ningali Yesus.
Jesus said in John 14:9.
Serius dina Yohanes 14 ayat 8.
Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
Anu geus nyaho ka kami hakikatna geus nyaho ka Allah.
Do you believe that?
John 5:18.
Yohanes
5 ayat 18.
The Jews sought to kill him because he said God was his father.
Orang Yahudi usaha deui keur mayan anjeunna lantaran anjeunna nerangkeun Allah teh rama.
John 10:37.
Yohanes 10 ayat 36.
Do you call me a blasphemer because I say I'm the Son of God?
Masih kene mana nyebut kami ngahina lantaran kami ngomong teh yen kami teh putra Allah.
John 19:7.
Yohanes 18 ayat 7.
The Jews said, we have a law.
Yahudi ngajawab, kuring boga hukum.
By our law, he ought to die.
Hukum kuring manehna kudu dipayahan.
Because he makes himself the Son of God.
Sebab manehna ngaku dirina putra Allah.
He was God in the flesh.
Anjeuna teh Allah dina daging.
We beheld him.
Urang ningali anjeuna.
He came and showed us a new way.
Sumping nudukeun hiji jalan.
And for the first time in human history,
ternganggu anu ngawitan dina sajarah manusia,
we beheld what God is like.
Urang ningali Allah sapertos naon.
I found his life is good.
Abdi naroskeun hirupna sae.
I found his love is compassion.
Abdi naroskeun kanyahanna welas asihna.
I found his Holy Spirit is powerful.
Naraoskeun kawasa Roh Suci.
I found Jesus has shown us.
Abdi terang Yesus atos nuduhkeun urang.
God is more interested in people than in laws.
Allah langkung katarik ku manusia tibatan aturan-aturan suci.
He is more interested in humanity than in holy rituals.
Manehna langkung katarik ka hubungan tibatan pamarentah.
He is more interested in communication than in commands.
Allah langkung katarik kana jalmi tibatan ka hukum.
He is more interested in mercy than in judgment.
Mantena langkung katarik asih tibatan hukuman.
In the Old Testament.
Dina perjanjian lawas.
In Exodus 20 and 18.
Dina budalan 20 ayat 18.
God had spoken.
Gusti tos ngadawu.
It had thundered.
Gulurug ngejergur.
It was lightning.
Dilat ngeburinyai.
He spoke on a mountain.
Dan ngadawu tilu huru gunung.
He said if anyone touches the mountain they'll die. Dan
nyeketan gunung bakal cilaka.
The people said to Moses.
Jalmi-jalmi nyarios ka Musa.
They removed and stood afar.
Dan nyingkir teras nati jauh.
And they said to Moses,
Ras nyarios ka Musa.
You talk to us.
Anjeuna we nu nyarios.
But let not God speak to us lest we die.
Tong Allah nu nyarios engke kuring maot.
But Jesus came.
Namung Yesus sumpi.
The law came by Moses.
Dipastikeun ku Musa.
But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Tapi nugraha jeung bebeneran sumping ti Kristus.
His grace comes to you today.
Nugrahana sumping ka sadayak dinten ieu.
Preachers preach Jesus.
Para penghutbah ngabawarakeun Yesus.
Teachers teach Jesus.
Guru-guru ngajarkeun Yesus.
The book of Acts begins.
Ya berasul-rasul di kawitan.
Of all that Jesus began to do and teach.
Perkawi sagala nu pidamel sareng nu diajarkeun Yesus.
And there's no end to it.
Daya tungtungna.
We are continuing it.
Urang nuju neraskeun.
What are we doing?
Naon nu bari sipidamel ku urang?
Let's continue what Jesus began to do and teach.
Urang neraskeun anu atos ku Yesus dipidamel sareng diajarkeun.
O Lord, I bless the people that have listened today.
Ngaberkahan jalmi-jalmi anu atos ngadangu
jeuna. Let your power touch them.
Mugi kawasa Gusti ngajamah ranjeuna.
Let revelation come.
Mugi lalapat sumping.
In Jesus' name.
Dilebet nami Yesus.
Live in us.
Ancik dilebet urang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amin.